So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more. To be alive right about now.
We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information. Now I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In our form of our perfect union.
National legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Oh, Hans, it's so great to have your voice on the show today. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks, and same to you.
Well, thank you very much. There's a question that I have. I think a lot of Americans have it right now because the lines seem to have been blurred. Watching Minneapolis in a situation where a lot of us are braced for what we anticipate could potentially, you know, build up out of the ICE-involved shooting of the protester yesterday. We hear the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, there talking about thrown the National Guard into the mix. We've got federal ICE agents there. We have local law enforcement, which my understanding is was told to stay out of it. Do not get involved in stopping these protests and helping the ICE officers there in Minneapolis. Can you talk to us about the law enforcement entities present in this situation and who has authority over whom?
Well, the most important thing for people to understand is that the state government has no authority over federal officers. If they are carrying out their duties under federal law, then the states can't interfere with that. And in fact, there's a very well-known Supreme Court decision from the late 1800s out of California in which the state tried to prosecute a U.S. Marshal for shooting someone who was attempting to actually to shoot a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Ugh.
And the Supreme Court laid down the rule and said state governments cannot interfere with federal law enforcement if they are carrying out their duty. So any attempt by the state government there to try to criminally prosecute that ICE agent who was involved in that shooting is going to fail in the court. And moreover, state governments cannot lay out requirements and conditions for federal agents. You may have seen that California, for example, like a number of states, passed a law prohibiting federal agents from wearing masks or doing anything like that. Those laws are void. They cannot do that. So that's basically the situation there. The one thing I would tell folks is don't jump to conclusions about what happened until this has been thoroughly investigated and all the facts have been looked at, all the videos have been looked at. That's the most important thing in any kind of incident like this.
Yeah, the rush to judgment is
yes.
So we can. I did this yesterday on the air, and it was unfortunately fortuitous that I was so spot on with my prediction as to how, before we knew any details, the only report that was out there was that an officer was involved in shooting a protester, and I go, well, we know how this is going to go. The left is going to say ICE murdered the protester, and then the right is going to say that there was an attempt on an ICE agent and they were defending themselves. Like, that's the bare bones of what is going to politically come out of this. And then Mayor Fry, Jacob Fry, goes out there and he threw a blowtorch into a gasoline tank there. It was wild to hear him come out and use profanity. They tell ICE to get the F out of Minneapolis. I mean, does the mayor, Is this all standing on ceremony? Does he have any right to tell ICE to get the F out?
No, he does not. And in fact, the last time state and local authorities were doing that, as you know, was during the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. And so this mayor is basically showing the same kind of defiance to the federal government that the segregationists and racists of the South were. Now, here's the other thing for people to understand. That attitude of local mayors, of the governor, telling local law enforcement not to protect ICE agents, not to get involved when there are these kind of protests, they are the ones who are basically helping lead to these kind of situations.
Yeah.
Because all these protesters, these agitators, these people who want to obstruct immigration enforcement, they know they are not going to get arrested by local cops. So they organize this. They go do it. They wouldn't be doing that if they knew that they were going to be prevented from doing it and prosecuted by local authority. So it's the mayors and the governors who are encouraging this kind of behavior and these kind of incidents.
Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us, a national legal expert who we rely on wonderfully, former FEC commissioner and former DOJ lawyer as well. Is there a scenario? I mean, I would hope our system wouldn't be set up to allow for something like this to happen. But is there a scenario where we're going to have law enforcement officers, local, state, federal, whatever it is, law enforcement officers in the streets of Minneapolis with orders that conflict with one another across law enforcement entity?
Look, that could happen.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But I have no doubt that the sympathy of local law enforcement, including in places like Minneapolis, is entirely with the ICE agents. They know that these ICE agents are following orders. They're doing their jobs. And I got to tell you, I think if a local chief of police ordered his officers to try to interfere with and obstruct federal agents, I don't think they would obey that order because they would know it was an illegal, unlawful order.
Maybe that's what Senator Mark Kelly and the Seditious Six were talking about. Because it kind of feels like that's where we're headed with this, with what we hear Governor Walz, just kind of the way, the candor with which they're discussing what ICE is doing there. They're telling them they need to leave. Is there anything about what ICE is doing in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, Hans, that you think is maybe skirting the very edge of the law? Maybe the Trump administration, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security, maybe they're getting pretty close to crossing the line here with what law enforcement looks like. You see any of that happening in Minneapolis with ICE?
No, I don't. If, for example, there is an outstanding deportation order issued by an immigration judge on an alien, they can be stopped and picked up anywhere. They have no right to object to that. The ICE agents are acting entirely within the law. Second, the Supreme Court has specifically said that if an ICE agent sees someone on the streets and has a reasonable suspicion that they may be an alien who's illegally in the country, they have a right to briefly stop them and ask them questions to try to determine whether that reasonable suspicion is correct. There is nothing illegal about them doing that as long as they stay within those grounds, even if it turns out their suspicion was wrong and the person is a U.S. citizen. Again, the Supreme Court's already looked at this issue in prior cases.
Yeah. Well, Hans, I appreciate the perspective so much on this, because I think there's going to be a lot. It's always the framing when politicians put this out there, the framing of what they're saying to try to, you know, spin the truth to affirm their perspective, generally speaking, what provides them more access to power. We've got to be very diligent, and I default to supporting my law enforcement in incredible gratitude of the risk that they take each and every day. So we appreciate your legal expertise on this issue. We look forward to having you back again soon. Of course, the Supreme Court's going to be hopping in 2026, and you are our guy, Hans von Spakovsky. Always great to have you here.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. I want to take a quick break, because when we come back, Carolyn Leavitt is addressing the press corps, and J.D. Vance is going to be speaking here very shortly as well. And we will cover that on the Annie Fry Show as it is happening live. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Carolyn Leavitt and J.D. Vance from the press room next.